This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, what's up, this is Brennan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive. With your boy, this is from Mapanga, your sexy girl, Candace, and the one and only Craigle Six. Sit back and relax, don't worry, you're in good hands. Out.
Urban Culture Drive.
Boy, listen, Candace, Craigle Six. Urban Culture Drive.
Beyonce, Jay-Z, or you could call them the Carters. I don't know what makes more sense, but I mean, I guess if it's blue on the video, then you gotta call them the Carters, right? Anyway, that's ape-ish, probably the hottest track right now, and Beyonce's coming to South Africa, that's all that matters right now in the streets. But damn, if there's one thing I know, this video, god damn, it's a little too hot. I think it's about time we go back to our normal transmission. So we can kick off the show the right way. My name is Lusiho Mapanga, and you're plugged into Urban Culture Drive on CliffCentral.com every Tuesday, 3 to 4, on your podcast, whenever you want to listen to us. And, I mean, the real reason why you listen to this is because, I mean, who cares about anything if Craigle 60 is not involved?
Absolutely. Absolutely. How's everyone doing? Oh my gosh, I'm so glad I'm on radio. It's almost a year.
Oh my god. Yes, guys, I was actually thinking about it today as well. Like, It's been a while. It's been a while.
We've been doing this.
Guys, we are professionals now.
I hope so.
Like, we this is our space now. You know? For goodness sake, they must respect us now.
And we don't need to write like a single exam. That's like the most beautiful part of it, right?
Absolutely. Let's write it. I'm ready for it.
Like, my gosh. I was talking to our camera guy in the back that does things with the parts. Oh, and he just wrote his last exam. People, give a round of applause to Ropa.
Sharat.
What a great man.
Sharat.
What a great man.
Ropa.
You could not pay me enough to write another exam right now at this stage of my life. You couldn't.
But would you pay 5,100 and something to see Beyonce? Guys,
maybe,
I am not.
Maybe just.
Five grand.
Maybe just.
I'm not. Guys.
For Beyonce.
I'll throw it back.
No, not doing it.
I'll throw it back for a ticket.
So but the difference between paying for a ticket and throwing it back for a ticket.
Throwing it back guarantees me the ticket.
Yeah, okay. But paying for it, you don't. The thing is, guys, money is so sensitive to people. Don't get me wrong. If it was a hot chick, I'll throw it forward for a ticket. But you want $5,000 for Beyonce? That's
Beyonce.
A different day.
I'm not doing that. No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no. Yeah.
It's the rap.
That's a down payment on a vehicle.
No, I'm good. I'm good, darling.
That's someone's rent for
that's
2 months.
That's rent, guys.
Hey, not playing games.
Or just
here.
Become a global citizen.
Yeah, but yeah,
pick your fights. Pick your struggle.
I'll watch the whole concert via Twitter.
You're not Nike Sharp also, hey? Like, I stand, but I don't stand that hard.
Yeah.
I would rather watch Taylor Swift live.
It's not that
with
deep.
All due respect.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like,
okay, no, that's disrespectful. Where holds you what?
You heard me.
No,
but I like Taylor Swift's music. And you, Craig, you too, right?
No.
I love Taylor Swift music.
Beyonce
absolutely.
Is a phenomenon, and yes, she's incredible, and I love her, but I wouldn't really sell my soul to see her live.
Absolutely. And you know what I actually figured out? There's a friend of mine who's from America, and he's black. His name is Chris Brown, ironically.
It's incredible.
That's his name. And he says that a lot of black Americans don't listen to Taylor Swift because of white privilege. So the thing with white musicians that actually have white privilege.
I agree. I'm one of those
very
people.
Very much so. Very much
guys,
so, I
Taylor Swift is the most annoying thing. She breaks up with everyone. She always hates all men. Like, it's the same narrative over, like, there's no... I'm sorry, listen. Like who you like, but we cannot compare Beyonce and Taylor Swift.
I'm not comparing the two at all.
Okay, so you
at
agree
no
that...
no point did I compare them.
So you agree that
I just
Beyonce
said that
is better?
Beyonce is better.
Okay,
she is better.
Beautiful. Well done. Okay.
She is better.
So now that everything is well with the universe.
Okay.
Almost had like, woo!
And the stars have aligned.
Yes. Finally. Things almost went Armageddon.
I calm almost down. Started a war. I don't want to check Twitter right now, guys. Beehive is probably out here
they
doing the most.
They'll be at you. So listen, interesting thing, right? Me being a loser and being at home watching TV alone, like the loser during winter.
Oh,
wow. I saw a brief advert that said, you know, the person, so okay, let me just try and get my image proper here. So the person that will reach 200 years old, right, is already alive today.
I saw that ad as well, and I thought it was a bit creepy.
That's crazy, right?
Because we struggled to find 100-year-olds. But Elsa, you know, you'll never know. with technology and so forth. But they say that the longer human beings will try to prolong their lives, the difficult it is for them to give birth. So in other words, if you can live up to, let's say, 300 or 400 years old, but life will become, like, you know, it will be difficult for people to, like, reproduce or whatever.
Well, reproduce when? You can't tell me whenever a kid at, like, 201.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm true, like...
But they say so. So life will
make,
become...
But that makes sense, though.
Mm, you live longer, so there's no...
But is this a quality life that you're living?
You see, that's my issue.
Because if you're just gonna be a frail old person that's chilling
and pissing yourself,
then
I
don't want to be that age. It's fine. Yeah. I'll die at like about 80. It's okay.
But 80 also though.
70.
70. Yeah, 70.
No.
But
having
lived a full buck wild life.
Yeah.
So my thing is, you know, like how you get something get too old to drive, right? Mm. So like you just stop driving like 65 or whatever, or maybe 70, whatever. Yeah. So now you say you're gonna live another 100 years.
But I think it was
on public transportation.
I believe the aging part is definitely going to slow down. I mean, you're not going to age as quick as we are, like, sort of aging right now. I think we're going to find ways to make our skin more elastic, you know?
Yeah.
You'll be like, oh my gosh, you're only 50?
You know? Yeah, I think we'll probably evolve with the times. Yeah.
I mean, that's why everybody says, like, 40 is the new 30, right?
Yeah, true.
And 50 is the new 40. Mm,
that's
and, like,
true.
Yeah, because anyway, people.
So you're basically a teenager.
I'm basically a teenager. I'm a teenager till I'm 30, guys, to be honest.
True.
Until otherwise stated. People mustn't be trying to act all buck wild. So listen, something very interesting, right? And I want you to, I mean, it's on the topic of people growing really old. What if you were told, Craig, that you were going to live until 200 years old?
Well, the first thing I would definitely try to do is to not live a very hectic, serious life. Like, I'll only do my PhD at 150 years old. You know, that like, I'd space out everything.
Okay, me, myself, guys, all people can do anything. Like, I'll literally do anything. Like, I'd walk around. Like, I'll just go to, like, McDonald's, get myself a burger and walk out. Who's going to tackle an old guy?
You know what I mean?
Anyway. The only thing that really matters is that as Sanlam turns 100, they're looking ahead to the future. The 200 Year Old is a future facing podcast based on leading science. Mm-hmm. English. Yeah. Featuring the voices of Nambita Mpum. Say that word.
Mpumlwana. And Tapelo Mokoena.
And Tapelo Mokoena. It's a story of a Luterian Daba, that one's easy, told in the year 2218. 2218, right? Mm. It's a podcast that pulls back the curtain to the world of the future. So if you want to see this, make sure to visit one word, the200yearold.co.za to listen or find out more from cliffcentral.com.
Urban Culture Drive.
So speaking of ages and people being really old.
Yeah.
So this year, well, today is Nelson Mandela's 100 year birthday. So he's centenary. So he would have been 100 years old.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
happy birthday, Tata.
And it's still not a public holiday.
And it's still
this is a real thing.
Mm.
We should like write a petition,
Because not like we have enough already. I mean, you can never have enough.
You can never.
Sarcasm not in this country. Everywhere.
I mean.
So there was an interesting question, right? That I heard from a colleague this morning to say that the legacy of Nelson Mandela, is it still relevant in 2018?
Very much so.
Also, but why do people keep on writing and capitalizing on Nelson Mandela? They keep writing and producing these books. Like,
there's never been another.
You know? No, but there's something. There's something now. You know, something Mandela.
I know, but there has never been a Mandela.
There's never been another Mandela.
There hasn't been a Mandela.
I guess
so. And I don't think we'll ever have a Mandela specifically.
So the issue is, right, yes, there's only one Mandela, but there's also only one Robert Sobukwe. There's still only one Steve Biko. There's still only one. So there's still
look,
that debate.
If you're the leader, if you're the leader of the pack, and you are out here ready, okay, to bear the brunt of everyone's bullshit, you're leading, you'll take the bullet, you'll catch the L's.
Can I be honest?
Then that, we will honor you, fam.
That
I'm
was,
sorry.
I'm sorry. That was the best explanation of why everything is Mandela in this country.
So you think that...
And I will stand by that, because that is essentially what it is. If you're going to stand in the background and you're going to be the little follower and, oh, we'll see how far we can get with this little, you know, rant and this little protest. Okay, we'll see. How far are you really going to get with that?
So
but
you
if
really
you're leading these things and you're at the forefront and it's you and you're the brave one... Then yes, that's the story that would be told, and that's what we will...
But do you think that he really sold the assets or traded the assets for freedom?
Whatever we did, we are free now.
No, no, but do you...
Whatever
really
he did,
I have
did.
Never in my life, I have never in my life, right, experienced Candace so passionate...
Yeah, about something.
About a debatable
academic topic. I hate the Nelson Mandela slander.
Topic.
I hate the Nelson Mandela slander. That is a sellout. I hate that shit when I see it on
but
the
But it might be true.
It might be true.
There's a probability it's true.
Okay, so would we have rather...
continue with apartheid? Probably not.
Okay. So how else were you going to reason with...
Shoot him in the face.
Shoot him in the face. Exactly what I was going to say.
It is what it is.
I'm just saying all is well that ends well. And this is not ideal, but I mean guys.
Yeah, true.
I mean guys.
You know what? I don't know. It's a pretty tough one.
I mean, this is tense.
Because I know the question you're going to ask. But I mean, listen, Jay-Z's been doing the best, the most forever, and people still think he's whack. Still say he's
true,
whack.
Everybody.
Drake is like a god, and everyone still says Drake is whack. So, like, there's no such thing as a perfect person. Michael Jackson was the greatest of all time. Some people still hate him.
Exactly.
So
and I always
it
say
is
people,
what it is.
I always say people will see you walk on water and say it's because you can't swim. So people will always find a reason to hate.
Yeah, true.
You could be doing the most. People
I'm
will
so
find something.
That. What's wrong? What's going on? Like,
I am inspired.
Sure.
Okay?
You are dropping. This is too much. Okay, so listen, on today's show, right? Speaking of people that are listening that are too much and they're doing the mostest, we went to some really cool people doing some really dope things. So we've had quite a number of fashion people, right? So we've had.
We've had Thesis Lifestyle.
Thesis, yes.
That's it.
Just Thesis.
That's really it.
And
you don't
me,
the issue.
Of course, me. Damien,
and then, of course,
so
Craig O'Sexy,
thank you, we're done.
Who graces us with these presents every single week. I mean, when will your fave evs?
Evs. So after this, we'll be chatting to a couple of...
Kurt and Chavo from Finesse.
No, don't you? I was going to say a couple more people. Oh, my God. You know what?
Sorry for ruining your intro. You can do it again later.
You know what? Okay. To be honest, I was going to be very smart. And I was going to say, these are the guys coming through, and I was going to do this.
Yeah. Turn everything up. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, what's up, this is Brennan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive. With your boy, Nicesa Mapanga, your sexy girl, Candace. And the one and only Craig O'Six. Sit back and relax. Don't worry, you're in good hands. Out. Urban Culture Drive. Boy,
listen, Craig O'Six.
Urban Culture Drive.
This is CliffCentral.com.
And this is CliffCentral.com, and you're still tuned in to the Urban Culture Drive every, Tuesday? Today? Because anything is possible, like during the week, and when you work a 9-to-5 and you have no life. Went to varsity.
Yeah.
Went to go work at a corporate.
Nice.
Watching yourself fade away behind like a desk.
Single during winter.
You're probably going to get married, have 2.4 children.
Literally, with a stupid white picket fence. Have you guys ever seen a white picket fence? I've never seen a white picket fence ever.
I've seen movies.
I've never seen it live. Parkhurst North.
I've never been there. That's why I haven't seen it. Okay.
Yeah, my Brunei visa doesn't get me there. No, it's got like a restriction. It's like, where you going? You stay right here.
Who's Brendan Leo? I keep on hearing
what?
Every summer.
Oh my god, Craig! Like, did you have to even ask that on air? Brendan Leo, we do apologize here at Cliff Central for the ignorance, the blatant ignorance.
Moving swiftly along.
Excuse me, I need an answer. Okay, moving right along.
He's a rapper that we interviewed, Craig.
Craig, you were sitting right next to me.
You said, yeah.
Guys, we interviewed.
In Smash and Marry, you said you'd smash and marry.
So many people.
So many people to be smashed. It's an issue, right? Dang.
Moving right along.
So, as I promised, I said I'd get a couple of guys in because, I mean, who listens to this show to listen to us?
Exactly.
A bunch of idiots. So, I got Hubble and Kurt.
That's correct.
Why do you, do you know, I wanted to say Craig for a second. I feel like you look like a Craig to me.
How do Craigs look?
They look like that. Okay, so got Chavo and Kurt. That was right? That was the and how are you guys doing, first of all?
Hey, we're doing well, man. Thanks so much. That was a really dope intro, man.
Yo, I tried.
That I overthrew, but it was good. It was good. It was good.
Dope intro.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I'm just saying, like, you guys need different friends. Like, I was. I might have been able to do it. I was like,
make this about me. Anyway, it's not about me. It's about you guys.
It's about Chavo and Kurt. Guys, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
So, I mean, I know who you are, right?
Yeah.
I've read your bio. I think you guys have a very interesting business proposition, right? But for people that live on a rock and live in Benoni and Centurion and Springs, why don't you let us know who are you guys? What are you doing? What are you about?
I'll start with that one.
Take it away, yeah.
Yeah, man, we scientists by day.
Hey! Hey! You got
to hold on!
And aspiring fashion gurus, etc. by night.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, we just a young duo trying to do what we can with our skills and passion. So we really, so basically, Kurt and I are very similar. You know, I met him, a couple months ago, and we realized that we connect besides the technical stuff on a more creative side as well.
So where did you guys meet? At work?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you guys work in like a science-y place?
Yep.
Okay, so with the rest of the losers? Okay, cool.
A company where we do data science work. And, you know, I think, you know, we're about, you know, getting things done, I would say, ultimately. That's where we, you know, have a lot in common. If we set ourselves, you know, set our minds to something, we're not going to wait for anyone to give us a handout or anything. We'll, you know, do it ourselves.
So what's the connection between the sciences, right, which is what you do during the day, right, and fashion that you do after working hours? What's the connection? Why?
So we actually realize that we have a strong design element. So we never really discussed it and be like, yo, man, do you like this? I just kind of picked it up from him and we're like, hey, man, I like these kind of things.
Yeah.
So we pay a lot of attention to detail. So if you check out our merch, you'll see that everything is by design. It's clean and modern. So we're trying to push the whole premium African brand, but with a very minimal design.
And maybe to add on to that, I'd say, you know, it's a cross between what you're good at and what you're passionate about. So by profession, we are, you know, scientists or engineers. However, you know, there's an underlying passion for the arts and for, you know, whether it be fashion, music, you know, the urban culture, you know.
So if that's the case, so if this thing's born from a really deep passion, right? So I'm looking at Craig now. Craig.
Yeah.
I mean, you clearly, I mean, you care how you step when you walk out the house, right?
Absolutely.
But does that necessarily mean that you would ever, or do you ever see yourself transitioning from academia, right, to fashion and having that duality?
I think if I would do something like that, I'd be a stylist. I would be someone that advises people on what to put on, what not to put on, because I've noticed that a lot of people now are not clean. And I was very impressed when he said that he likes the clean design or the clean look.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, Kifi Boo is always clean.
Oh,
Bonang
yeah.
is always clean.
100%.
But sometimes Lona is not so clean. Wow. You know what I mean? Even though she's beautiful.
But I would attribute that to her makeup artist. Yeah. I feel like her makeup is always a wreck.
So it's, you have a very clean look, Lesero. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, some people in the studio, well, you know, they don't always have. But anyway, I was just saying.
I'm being shaded. Am I being shaded on a Tuesday afternoon? Oh.
Can I just say, I was just taken aback because what he said about me right now was the nicest thing that's ever come out of Craig's mouth about me.
I must agree.
You know what I mean?
He always comes and says,
it's like, you loser. Like, what are you wearing? Like, why are you, Anyway, so, guys.
Wearing socks with those loafers.
There was no shade at Candace. She is also clean, guys. We're talking, anyway.
So, back to what matters.
Where it's not so shady.
Kurt and Chavo, right? I really want to ask this question. I don't know if you want to ask it. I want to ask why the name.
Go ahead.
Ghana. I want to know.
And also the interesting spelling.
Yeah. So I don't know if you see, like you always.
Sorry, so, I want to do the show next
so
time.
So this is how I was going to say, guys, why the name? And, you know, I've been through all phases of schooling, and I'm pretty sure I know how to spell.
Yeah.
And why is it written that way?
Well,
And for people that can't see us, obviously, it's written FXNESSE.
And pronounced
finesse.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's really not that deep. I mean,
I like that.
I would just replace the I with an X, but that's mainly to give it something interesting, you know.
To finesse it, right?
Yeah. So
you're lying, bro. You were doing a lot of calculus. You were looking at software X. You were like, oh, there's X here. And then you would put X there. And then we know that in calculus, I is like an imaginary number. You're like, there's nothing imaginary about this thing. So I'm going to put X there and I'm going to solve for X.
I think I'm going to use that explanation for now.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's quite deep, yeah. No, man, yeah. I mean, obviously, when people see a wrong, if you know how finesse is spelled, you'll pick up that something's wrong with it. But that's what you're trying to do. You want people to see that there's something wrong with it, then you start noticing the spelling. So it was kind of a risk.
Yeah.
Some people call it fixness. And
oh yeah, I've heard crazy pronunciations of it. Fixness. Yeah, no. Yeah.
This is South Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we do things a little different. Yeah. What do you think of the name?
I think it's brilliant. I loved it from the minute go when I heard it. I love it. I love the name, and I think I love the spelling. It speaks to the whole finesse thing. It speaks to how you finesse the I there. Yeah. Just the whole finesse party, man. Goodness gracious. Shut up.
I'd say to add on to it, I mean, if you just look at the definition of finesse, you know, it's like an implicit delicacy. It's, you know, it speaks to mastering. And I feel like, you know, that's what we're trying to achieve through this brand. So although, you know, the name came up in a very sporadic way,
I was about to ask.
It actually has a very, you know...
Like who? So who came up with the name? And don't say it's 50-50. It's not like someone just said, No. Somebody came with the word finesse.
It was Gabo.
And this was after Dripping and Finesse dropped, right? Did that play a part, would you say?
I wouldn't say so, eh?
No. Okay, at all. No influence at all.
There was no influence.
So where did a black boy pick up the name Finesse J on the top of your scalp?
Hey, man, we went to good school, you know?
You got to do that as well, or promote or something.
I'll give you both. So I'm busy looking at the tagline, right? And my question is, why is it all impressive?
Look at it, man. You're going to take a moment to look at it and feel it and touch it. It's a 3D print. We call it the 60 bar print. Yeah.
You can see these guys' legs. Yes, I'm feeling at home now. I was like, oh, hell no. All right. Listen here. It's all about. So who decided? So then, I've got a name in my head already. So where did the slogan come about? And who came with it?
Pretty much linked to the definition of finesse itself.
Yeah.
You know, like Kurt explained, you know, he gave a very intense explanation. But yeah, I mean, when you're looking at it, it's impressive. And so we often say, you know, if it's not impressive, then it's not finesse. You know, so that's what we're going for. We want to design clothing items. I mean, this is just the beginning, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, right now we've got many, many designs, and the all impressive is going to be out there pretty soon.
Yeah.
So this was basically a pilot with this leisure type of clothing. Now we're going for the premium modern African print. It's actually quite crazy. You can see it on the website if you want. Some of the items are on there.
So Craig.
Yeah.
You know, I commend anyone for starting anything, right?
Of course.
Because the toughest part is to get started,
you know,
right? So I commend anyone for getting something started and actually pursuing it, right? I want to know, from your point of view, right?
Yeah.
So we've had Finesse here now. We had Thesis in a couple of weeks back. What's the differentiator?
I think that these guys are more... I feel like they've got an edge, a more futuristic edge to their designs versus, you know... the other guys, you know, they're a bit more laid back, but I feel like this is something that would be like they're probably in 2025, 2030 already.
Yeah.
You know, the 3D design, something that definitely doesn't want a hot iron next to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're quite edgy. I would say that. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, again, they are like engineers and scientists, right?
Again.
So like they watch Popeyes all day with like, you know, Star Wars and stuff, and they're thinking into the future. I'm joking, guys. Not joking.
But I mean, honestly, how did you guys combine cotton? That is cotton, I'm assuming, and that is rubber. Is it rubber? What is it? And irons are definitely a no-no for that.
So that's like intellectual property.
You know what I mean?
Have you given away all your secrets, Archa?
I'm just teasing, man. It's actually interesting, you know, that for most of our products that we launched with were supplied and, you know, produced locally.
Yeah.
However, you know, we are ever introducing new products, and we've actually, you know, expanded further into, you know, African markets and so forth. And I would say that, you know,
But basically, the design itself comes from us, right?
Yeah.
We have a local, would say, there's a guy has a printing facilities, and so we basically supplied him the design and gave him the specifications and said we don't want a flat print. We like this kind of material for the actual print.
And you want to do something different?
Yeah, and we went through a couple of trials with. You know, a couple of prints, and I'd send them back a couple of times. Yeah, and someone would be like, I mean, guys, come on, it's just a print. But it's not. It's a finesse print.
Came with trial and error, I'd say.
Can I ask, I want to say it's a fundamental question, but it's a very personal question, right?
Yeah.
So now that you guys have moved forward into entrepreneurship and you have your own thing and you're selling your own thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many of your friends have actually bought the merchandise?
Quite a lot.
Quite a lot?
I feel like, you
then
know,
you have very good friends.
Startup.
My friends would be like,
Yeah.
I don't have friends to run this by. But go ahead, Khabo.
Yeah, quite a lot of them buy the merchandise. But initially, it was like, you know, even your friends would be like, okay, Khabo, but come on, man. And until they actually until they actually see it in touch, they're like, whoa, dude, this is you. It's you, fam. And like, yeah, man, come on, you know. So it took a bit of convincing, but once they actually touch and feel the product, then they're like, wow, it's actually quite proper.
Okay, so another thing we're going to do, right, seeing that this has all been very good and romantic and awe, and, you know, we're starting with, like, entrepreneurs, they're doing the things, and they're going to go take over the world. We're going to see if we can just bring you back down to Mzansi for a little bit, let you play in Black Twitter for, like, 2 seconds, and then, like, shove you out of your comfort zone, bring you back, and then that would be, like, your official graduation. Then you can start calling yourself gurus of, like, this thing. And if anybody doesn't know, you tell them to listen to this podcast.
This is CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.
Urban Culture Drive.
And just like that, we're back on the Urban Culture Drive every Tuesday, 3 p.m. on CliffCentral.com. Download the podcast, share with your friends. Educate the people, fam. Do it for the kids. So in the break, we're talking to Khabo and Kurt about all things dope, all things BSc, all things really smart people. I don't know. I think automatically, if you've done a BSc degree, like, you know, very good position in life just to win. Don't you guys think?
Yeah.
I don't know. The B-commerce is a little dodgy. I don't know. Especially the ones that are doing like their PhD and stuff.
I'm just keeping quiet.
I don't know. The ones doing the PhD.
Yeah,
okay,
it's just trying to, you know, finesse on me.
Buy the
merchandise. Don't finesse on other niggas.
This is also true. We've got to do the right things. So listen, it's about the time where we jump straight into Craig. Right?
Oh, that's me.
You gotta own your space. Do you dock me, bro?
Yeah.
You do dock me?
Low key.
Can I ask a question? Which thing do you want? I'm gonna turn off your mic. Hold on, So, the thing that, so I had a sting, but I'm so scared to play because I think it might be the wrong one. So I think I'll play safe and play this one.
Urban Culture Drive.
Oh, okay, we're back on. Oh, that was so quick. Like,
you're preparing the whole thing, yeah.
Okay, guys, you know, this is my section. Thank you guys for joining us. Have a good. Oh, so nice. Finally.
Why'd you say Kurt that way?
Yeah, why did you have to do the accent?
Because it's so sexy. Do you mind? It's my section.
Are you happy with people pronouncing your name that way, Kurt?
I guess, you know, it's a free country.
Hallelujah. Thank
do
you.
Do you, boo.
Go for it, Craig.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness, these guys. We have fashion designers here. Do you mind? Don't embarrass me. All right, guys. Anyway, we're going to play a little game. Actually, I like to call it Now You Know. So what happens is that I can literally bring anything to you, and you either have to answer yes or no, or you have to tell me the first thing that pops into your head and, you know, how you feel about it. So I'll give you the games and the rules and so forth as we go on. All right?
Okay. Cool.
All right. Now, the first thing I want to ask just Lesego and Candace, because I know that you guys already know the answer to this question.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Les, what's your favorite clothing brand and why? I'm going to also ask the same question to Candace.
You caught me off guard there.
Shit.
And it's changing now, because it used to be sportswear, but like now I'm a professional.
Is it not Malcolm?
I see a lot of that in you. Anyway, yo. Candace?
RT. Nice.
Okay.
I like how Craig just downplays that. It's like, okay.
All right.
Anyway,
okay.
Moving on.
Okay, moving on. So this question's for everyone. So we're going to start with Khabo. Okay.
Okay.
Which person do you think is more stylish, or which thing is more stylish? So it could be a person, it could be a thing, it could be a clothing item. Okay. Noni Gasa versus Lerato Kanyago.
Sure. That's a tough one.
Come on.
I'd say Lerato, because I like her.
I am. Are you sure you're interested?
Can I be honest? I kind of agree with you. I'm not going to lie. Like, yeah. There's just something about... But
yeah. All right. Okay, Kurt.
Yeah.
Gert Johan Kutsier of David Tlale.
Jeez. I'd go with David Tlale. I actually saw an Instagram video of Kim Jade doing an interview.
Yeah.
You know, two of his pieces, and I thought it was pretty mind-blowing. You know, it's like pretty 2025 stuff.
You know, absolutely.
It's in the future.
All right. Yeah. All right. Lesego Mapanga, AKA versus Casper Nyovest.
In terms of best dress,
yeah. Who's more, you know, right there?
Casper.
Why?
You know what? I like nothing sticks out for me about, like, there's not a single look that AKA has ever had that's memorable for me.
Oh wow!
But like already off the top of my head, I can really like place Casper on a couple
is
of places.
Also true.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it's also because of the, you know, the hair. He also plays around with his looks.
Yeah, right? But that's what I'm saying. It's noticeable. I mean, like, just AKA is like.
All right. Candace. So Mizio Mahale.
Who's
more
stylish? I definitely say some Gaga. Am I wrong?
I wouldn't know.
Would you disagree?
I would
say some Gaga. I think it's more exposure. I've seen him more.
Absolutely.
Mohale. Mohale looked great at the Durban July.
Yeah, I think, you know, Mohale has this thing of being clean, which is what we're trying to go for.
Yeah, and you like the clean look.
You know, the clean look. The
clean does work.
Clean.
I agree.
Spelled P-L-E-A-N. Clean. Clean.
All right, okay, so now, guys, I'm going to throw you with a round of things. I just want the first thing that pops into your head and what you think of it, all right?
Cool.
I'm going to start with...
You mean how you feel about it?
Yeah, how you feel about it. Yeah, first thing that
pops...
I got your back, fam.
Those
ah, thank you. All right, okay. Lesego Mapanga, Johannesburg Gay Pride.
First thing that comes to my head is lots of colors, very loud. How I feel about it... good, warm and fuzzy inside. It's progress.
Awesome. Candace.
Mm-hmm.
Please call. I'm outside.
Yeah, wow. Sick.
Yay! Wow. Booty, what the fuck are you doing? That was my reaction. That's the first thing that comes into my mind is, whoa, what the fuck? How do I feel about it? Oh my, how did you get my number? Who the fuck are you? Why are you sending me a please? What is a please call me? We're in 2018.
Can I do, you know what's so awkward? I got a please call me for the first time in years this weekend.
Weren't you confused?
I do not understand. And things have been happening. First I got that, and then secondly someone asked me for money, and I said no. And then they asked why.
It wasn't me.
I'm like, it's my money. I don't need to tell you why.
Moving right along. Come on.
Yeah.
All right. Alec Wek being a supermodel.
Alec Wek.
You
need to show them who. You know Alec Wek.
You know Alec
Wek.
Yeah.
She's a supermodel. What's your first thing?
It's possible.
Okay. All right.
That's
Hillsong.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Kurt, last but not least.
Yeah, you guys are terrible.
Finesse feels like a low-key Reebok.
Jeez, man, that's cold.
Oh, come on. You can't do us like that,
you
man.
Can't do them dirty like I that. What's wrong with you?
It's all impressive, man. You need to take the time.
All right. Okay, just one more last thing. Okay, one more thing. Guys, I need you to quickly answer yes or no. Okay? Yes or no. Let's go. Casper's broke. Yes or no?
Yes.
Candace, Mandela Day should be a public holiday. Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Khabo, gay people are better at fashion. Yes or no?
Yes.
Obama, that was easy.
No. Kurt, Obama, Osama, is this a coincidence?
Yes.
All right. I'm just going to give you one last interesting fact. Guys, guess what is the most expensive sweater to be sold ever in the world?
Kanye West sweater with holes.
Wrong. Anyone else?
Louis Vuitton. I don't know.
No. 2 Chainz, the rapper, sold a sweater for $90,000. Oh, thank you very much.
2 Chainz!
Wow. Oh, bracelets! Another section with Craig O'Sexy. Do follow us on all the socials. Hashtag now you know. Hashtag ask a gay with Craig O'Sexy. Thank you very much.
Urban Culture Drive.
How can you turn your lights on with just your voice or catch intruders red-handed on camera? What about using a remote to close your window shutters? Gareth Cliff and team Don't Turn a Blind Eye to technological innovations for your home and discuss how your future or present home can work for you. Make sure you download the podcast on cliffcentral.com right now. Don't Turn a Blind Eye to is brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters. Dress up your windows from home to office with the assurance of 60 years high-quality products. Taylor Blinds and Shutters brings home the textures, colors, fabrics, patterns, and innovative materials that your space has been waiting for. Find out more on cliffcentral.com.
Smash or marry? Would you smash or would you marry? Ho! Smash or marry. This is CliffCentral.com.
Once again, you're tuned into the Urban Culture Drive, and we are on the Smash or Marry segment. Guys, I know you guys have heard of it before, have you?
Hopefully.
Are you excited?
Yep.
I'm gonna shake your world a little bit, ruin your relationships as I have in the past. Cough, cough, last week.
Go easy, Ken.
With people exiting groups. I'm so sorry, I apologize.
Like, wow. It was the craziest thing.
Anyway, I do apologize for that. I really don't. Anyway, guys, so you know what? I'm switching up Smash or Marry this week because you guys get away with stuff by saying, oh, no, the person is wrecked up, so fine, I'll marry. I'm making it tough. So these people are all broke as fuck.
Okay.
Okay. So before, usually I give them Oprah and they'd be like, oh, no, Oprah has money, so of course I'm going to marry or smash. Mm. No. Mm. Now she doesn't have money. What? They're all broke. All of these people are broke.
And we know them, though.
Do you?
Okay,
you will find out, honey.
What happened this weekend? Like, guys, Kenneth walked in here with a blazer, mm. And all of a sudden, things were coming out of her mouth. Was so, like, lit.
Yeah.
And now she's, like, redoing the segment. So, like, it's tough. Like, King, what's going on?
I'm just here to shake shit up. Okay. Okay.
But touch again.
I'm starting with you, Khabo.
Okay.
And then we'll go clockwise.
Cool.
Smash or Marry, right?
Okay.
So, Khloe Kardashian season 1 of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Ish. Mm-hmm. So big. Yo, that's tough. Smash.
Okay. Kurt.
Yeah?
Bonang without makeup. She dropped a video like a year ago where she wasn't wearing a weave. Next.
Yeah. I'd have to say smash.
Too. Okay. Yeah. Moving on to Craig for 60. Medea, the character.
No. Yes. No.
Smash.
Oh. That's so nasty.
So bad.
Liz.
Please.
Kylian Mbappe.
Oh, the number 10.
Yes.
Guys, come on.
He's cute.
No, but I mean, like, you know what I mean.
And he doesn't have Rex now, so he's fucking broke, so. Now you can't use that as a reason to
He's
smash.
A broke soccer player.
Yes. But he's pretty.
He's a broke...
Come on.
Smash.
Okay.
With the bag over my head and my morals stored away and a, like my bed.
Raul.
Yep.
Questa.
why are you making it so hard, man? No, Questa is a good rapper. I really like him.
Would you chow, is what I'm asking.
I'd marry him.
You'd marry him? Yeah, okay, that's cool. That's a nice answer.
Yeah, the bromance would be real.
Yeah.
Mm. Kurt. Chabo. Would you smash or marry Chabo?
Jeez.
Candace, come
that's
on,
an
man.
Easy one, man.
Candace, really? Come on. Wow.
And would you be top or bottom?
I'd have to marry my boy, man.
Oh, boy.
would you be top or bottom?
Ah, come on, Candace.
Guys, let's not the age
group on the show.
We've had rappers answer to this and tell us if they'd be top or bottom.
It's an easy question. Come on,
it's just, would you want to give it or take
it? Come on, you got the technical rider, Candace. You got the technical rider. Why are you asking last question?
Ah, come on, nah, man, Candace.
You enjoy giving, right? You enjoy giving. So you'd be top then, Kurt.
Who's the alpha male here, guys? What's going on?
I like to give, but not in this situation.
Dude, are you even asking? What are you doing? Never mind.
Craco sexy.
Yes, Craig.
Musha and Diki. I think I've asked you this, but Musha, then you said he's got rags.
No, he doesn't have rags. He's an actor or actress or whatever.
Yeah, actually,
no, but I would definitely marry Musha. He's dope.
Okay, cool. The Sechuma Panga.
Talk to me.
You gave me this one, so I'm just giving it back to you.
Ah, Turo got like a ride.
Mom. Oh, fuck. Smash or marry?
You know that meme of her where she's angry and she hasn't fixed it?
Come on, Liz. I didn't answer.
Oh, guys. Like the sweet cocoa. Oh, my Lord. Shit.
Because I'm a Christian, I'd have to marry.
Okay.
Only because you can't make someone's cocoa a bad bad, bro. Like,
that's wow. Not right, bro.
It really isn't.
Khab.
Yeah, bro.
It's Ed Sheeran.
I think that's the easy one.
Oh.
In what sense?
How do you marry or smash? It's scruffy.
Red hair.
But he sings nice, guys. Nice guy.
Yeah, he could sing for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I guess I'd marry. You know, you'd be singing all the time.
For the music,
and
right?
And just sit there.
You just sit there in the corner and sing.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention that this was last round. Anyway, sorry. So, Kurt. Eminem.
Ah, yeah. Mary.
Okay. What? Why? Yeah. Why, though? He's broke.
He's my favorite
in
rapper
our game.
Of all
okay,
time.
Cool.
Nah, but you he's know, too dope, like, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. He's
kind of
dope.
Craig O'Sexy.
Yes, babe.
Kurt.
Kurt. Kat
hey,
Darren.
Hello.
Kat Louise. Kat Van Dove. Kurt is an absolute smash.
Okay. Hey. That's a compliment. That's a compliment. Well, Kurt. Okay. Take it for what it's worth.
Oh, I love boy.
The Sekoma Panga. Modric.
Luka Modric.
I'd marry that man. Beautiful man.
So
that.
Dramatic.
Fantastic. And I really want to end this on a high note. So Khabo, you will bear the brunt of this one. Nelson Mandela, smash or marry. Go. In five. Four.
Marry me, man. Come on, it's quite obvious.
Urban Culture Drive. This is CliffCentral.com.
And just like that, gentlemen.
How are you feeling? How are your morals feeling right now?
Guys,
what's
guys
happening?
Guys did well. You're scientists.
Did well.
You
I mean,
know, you have a fashion label now. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. How you feeling now? How's your life?
Feeling good.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling great.
Are you sure?
Know,
how are your morals?
Living my best life.
You know? Okay. How are the visual thoughts in your head?
It's crazy.
How's the rip? The rip still there?
Nah, keep it gangster, man. Yeah. Keep it fresh, homie. So listen, you guys have been super dope. Funny enough, you know, with Smash and Mary, we kept on saying the rappers struggle quite a bit, but I think when it comes to anyone other than rappers, I think you guys struggle quite a bit.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I think you guys were the toughest. Because especially with Kurt not wanting to at all.
What's wrong, Kurt? Is it toxic masculinity?
Hurt
who hurt you?
What went wrong?
Wow, bro.
Yeah, it's like a Dr. Phil.
So listen up. So I want to find out, right? So you guys have started this fashion brand, right? It's what you want to do. It's your passion. You feel good about it. The science stuff is a little too easy for you. You kind of know what's going on in that space.
Yeah.
What's your guys' balance between? Because there's always this, I don't know, there's this like over glamorization of entrepreneurship, and people are like, oh my gosh, I don't work for a corporate because like you're working for someone else, but like you make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
What's going to happen in the next 5 years, guys? Fitness is now taken off. You're even like more bored of the workers, like you're killing it now. You know, Kurt is probably like MD. You know, Khao is probably like CIO. You know, yeah. Then what? What happens? Paint us the future.
You know, it's weird. I don't really see it that way. There'll be something else, but with Finesse running.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. So we actually have a lot going on. You know, Finesse is the art energizing thing. That's definitely
it's a creative outlet.
Yeah, it's a creative outlet. I like that. You know, and so there's a whole lot of
listen, I want to read these guys' profile like when they leave here, because like I feel like a lot of my IP
is no like way no way
they're going to take my description of the ex and now they're going to take, you know what I mean? Okay, fine, go on.
He was cashing on royalties.
Yeah, man. So we actually into, so I say, like you said, you know, that this Finesse will be popping off. It'll be your biggest brand, guaranteed. I'm not even, there's nothing shaky, and I'm not shaky about it. Look at us in 5 years. I mean, it's crazy. It's gonna there's going to be designs that you've never seen before. But we're also into a couple other projects, like your finance, but finance with a fusion of artificial intelligence in there. So we're all about making the money, getting the bag. I mean, if you look at our bags literally have the tagline, get the bag on them.
That's not by mistake,
it's all intentional. So we all about getting the bag. Like right now we're trialing a few concepts.
So tell me, what's the motivation right now? Is the motivation around getting money? Is economic freedom the passion right now? Or is it like, I love this and like I've always wanted to do it since I was like 4?
Like I would say, you know, money is always, you know,
a great motivator.
A great motivator, but over and above that, you know, like with our interest in many different, you know, respects of business, being art and, you know, finance, we sort of are able to use our strengths to use the, you know, the financial, you know, tools available to generate the money for our passions and projects and so forth. So
I mean, pretty much we don't really plan much, you know. I'd say it's, I don't know if I should call it passion. It's like, it's just what we do. You know, we could be chilling and cause like, hey boy, I saw this thing on the internet. Saw this concept and I think we could use that to make money. I'm like, oh, let's try it out. And that's it. I'm like, yeah, man.
So you guys are venture capitalists, basically. Anything that is venture.
I was literally about to say.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
You call it that.
Good stuff.
I want to know, tell us about your collaborations that's currently happening within this Finesse brand. Because I've seen a lot of stuff online, on social media, all this marketing of sort of new merch. Tell us about that and how that came about.
You know, we try to get a lot of, you know, external influence. So we're working with a few brands, specifically Shizoro and Hody, who are based in Mozambique. So they've got a very, you know, African but very urban design. You know, so we've collaborated with them to launch the Finesse Shizoro range, and then the which is already out on our site, and then also the Finesse Hody range, which is coming out soon. You know, so we're trying to branch out. We also looking to, you know, move into the Tanzanian market. You know, we've got a few contacts on that side. So it's growing quite nicely, you know, and we love getting a fusion of, you know, different, I would say, designs from everywhere, you know.
But it kind of also makes sense, right? Because, I mean, as awesome as scientists are, you can't do everything.
True.
I think in terms of value proposition, for me it makes a lot of sense in my mind. But then how would you guys work out, so it'd be like a 50-50 venture capital play when it comes to that? Is that how would you work it out?
Yeah, it's
the reason why I'm asking is because somebody could be listening and be like, oh my gosh, I want to play with those guys too.
Yeah, it all depends on what the suppliers or the designer has to offer. I mean, then we discuss a deal based on, obviously, we need to make money and they need to make money. But it's pretty much fair. I mean, we're not rigid and we're quite flexible. And we don't just partner with anybody. I mean, it has to be Finesse.
It has to be the right print.
It
has
to be proper.
Because we can't play with you.
Yeah, we can't be selling things that are going to, you know, compromise the brand. Yeah.
100%. I love it, guys. Listen, you guys have been huge. You guys have been a pleasure. You guys have been you've given us insight on what it means to be cool, and I think a scientist or whatever. It's not the typical stuff you think of. I don't think so. But if more people want to get hold of you and want to know more of what you're doing and what you're about, where can we get you on the socials?
So at finesse_RSA on Instagram, check that out. On our website, www.finesse.com. Twitter.
With an X.
Finesse with an X. Let me be very specific on that. Finesse with an X.
Yeah.
As well as on Twitter. Same, finesse_RSA.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
that's where they get you. I bet you half the people listening here are going to like Google how to spell finesse.
Yeah.
I'll bet you an arm and a leg. So listen, I think I've learned a lot today. I think you guys are really mad dope. I think what you're doing is very ambitious, and I think why the hell not?
Mm-hmm. I think it's incredible. I wish you guys nothing but the best.
Absolutely.
Go
thank
well.
You. Thank you.
Guys. Conquer. Craig or sexy. Final words. Round it up.
Finesse.
Yes. There we go. That's how you wrap the show.
This is CliffCentral.com.